Up, it's Mr. Pojangles. I'm at the Fox Hill Flyer up in northern parts of Kansas City. I don't even know what city this is. It's off Shoal Creek Parkway, I believe. I don't know if I'm going to really do a podcast per hole. It's an 18-hole course. It's at an elementary school, and it's fairly short. But I've only played it three other times, and my best score is 5 over. So I'm going to try and beat 5 over. It seems like that's doable on this course, but we'll see. It's Sunday. Today's Sunday, September 18th. There's two young whippersnappers riding their bikes across the disc golf course. I hope they don't get hit or anything. What else? It's been a good weekend. Played guitar a little bit yesterday. Actually wrote a new song. Well, I wrote some new lyrics to a chord progression I've been working on. That's always exciting to do something creative. Man, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 young whippersnappers. They're probably 8th or 9th grade, something like that. They're all riding their bikes, so they're probably not 16 yet. So at any rate, so worked on a song. Oh my gosh. Since Kansas legalized sports gambling, I made my very, very, very first bet, legal bet in Kansas on a sport, and I won it, I believe. But I'm a little bit irritated because they said they're going to there was a giveaway that they're going to, if you bet $5 on a something, they'd give you $200 worth of bets. And so far, I have not seen that come to fruition. So maybe that'll change, but we'll have to see how it goes. Looks like our gang of 4 bicyclists and 1 jogger are going to get onto, there's a caboose over here. They are hanging out by hole number 1, which is a little irritating. So I'm going to get out of the car and tee off here in just a little bit. I mentioned September 18th, so Labor Day is come and gone, so it's kind of unofficially fall, but it's like 90 freaking 6 degrees right now, and my dumbass forgot to bring any water, so we'll see if I even make the entire round. Anyway, like I said, I probably won't do, say something on every hole, because actually I think I've already done this course once, maybe twice. This might be my 3rd podcast for this course, but I haven't played it in over a year, so we'll see how it goes. So wish me the best of luck, and I will check in as I think of things to say. Peace. All right, so I'm through 4 holes already. I've parred each one of them. I'm not playing extremely well, and I missed a birdie shot on hole number 3. Hole number 3 is a very, very short hole. So I threw my putter. There's a lot of trees negotiated. It's all within the woods. Still overthrew the hole. And I should have made the putt, but it's been one of those days. This is on an elementary school, like I mentioned, and I think it might be like a Boy Scout cleanup day or something like that. So there's random people just kind of walking through the woods, seemingly picking up trash or seemingly maybe just going on a hike. Makes me a little nervous because I don't really want to throw and then brain some kid or adult or whatever. So that makes me a little nervous. I've parred the first 4. So I haven't hurt myself, but I haven't helped myself on my quest to get better than 5 over so far. Looks like it's going to be a 14-hole race. So I've got 5 bogeys to play with at this point, so that's not bad. Hole number 5 has been a frustrating hole. It's only 247, it's downhill, it's into the woods, but it's a pretty much a straightaway shot. And I've had a couple of opportunities for birdie and haven't cashed in on them, so hopefully this will be the time that I do it. So wish me luck. All right, so I've made it through 9 holes. I'm at 1 over. I've gotten pars on everything but hole number 8. Hole number 8, I decided that I was going to try and throw a forehand. It's kind of a short hole, and it's all wooded. And so you kind of have to do a little dogleg right, and then the hole's back off to the left, but there's a bunch of woods in the way. Anyway, my forehand went too straight and didn't make it, so then I had an awkward putt for par, but didn't make it, so ay caramba. I do have some bad news for those that love hole number 15 here at the Fox Hill Flyer. Somebody or something has cut the basket down, so it's just kind of, it was lying on the ground. I tried to set it back up on the pole, but it looks like somebody's, I don't know, taken like a they've broken it. So that's a little sad. And as I recall, I think maybe even hole number 14 might have been missing the basket too. But the Fox Hill Flyer is not very proud of their damn disc golf course. I'm not going to blame the tee pads, but the tee pads are, sketchy at best. They are some railroad ties with some gravel in it that hasn't been graveled in like forever and a day. And so it's hard to get any good footing. That's just the Fox Hill Flyer way. So I'm not going to say too much. I'm a little worried about trying to get my score because as I recall, the back nine is a little bit harder than the front nine. So you really want to get your points or get your birdies on the front nine. Hole number 10 is 272 feet, which seems probably longer than it really is because all the other holes up to this point have been vastly shorter. You can't see the hole. I think it's behind a cedar tree up ahead. The wind's right in my face. You might be able to hear a little bit of it. It's hot. I think I got blisters on my feet. My dog's not doing too good either. She fell down the stairs the other day, Coda did, and hurt one of her legs, and she's been limping around. We don't know if she's got like a dislocated joint or she twisted her ankle or whatever, but she puts that foot down very gingerly, so thoughts and prayers for Coda the dog. I guess that's all I've got. So anyway, I'm right next to a road. It's not really in play as long as you are a fairly straight thrower. The wind that's in my face might have a little bit of issue. It is an uphill shot. There are some trees right there, so you kind of have a little bit of a narrow window. But a professional like me, it shouldn't matter. So here we go, hole number 10. Wish me luck. All right, so I've played 12 holes now, and now I'm 3 over. So my confidence is wanting just a little bit. I am up to hole number 13. Hole number 13 is an uphill shot. It's 264. It seems like it's longer because there's a lot of trees in the way. It's more open than, it's not really a wooded shot, but there's plenty of trees. You can see the basket. It's hard to see how this could be an ace shot. And the way I'm throwing my drives, I don't think I even have much of a shot at birdie. I'm going to bust out my mantra because I haven't thrown it yet today, and maybe giving a new disc a ride might help some of my luck. So it's really hot out. I'd like to get back in the air conditioning. I did see that hole number 14 is back where it was supposed to be, so that's a good sign. We'll see about hole number 15. So, all right, wish me luck. All right, so what a difference a birdie makes. That makes you feel a little bit better about yourself, your whole psyche. Let's see, I think I've parred all the holes since I last was on here until number 16. Number 16 was a dogleg to the left into the woods. Somehow my TL3 snuck right in there and was within, I don't know, 6 feet of the basket. So that was a nice layup putt for birdie. I like those. And then I'd parred the rest. I counted my number 15 as a par, even though the basket was sitting on the ground, because it was pretty much, after my second shot, I think it was like maybe a 8 or 9 footer to the pole. So I threw it in there. It was still sitting on the thing, and it landed in the basket. So I do not feel bad about that. I did notice that hole number 14 is there. Took a picture of it. So I'll try and update the social meds. I'm up to hole 17. If I can just do hole 17 and 18 at... I just have to get bogeys on both of them to do my best score ever here. because I think I said my best score was plus 5. I'd like to get it less than that. Hole number 17 is 322 feet. You're playing kind of out of the woods, and so you do have trees in your first 10 to 15 feet, which can be a little intimidating for those without a sense of risk, I guess. So I'm hoping that I can get out of this and then hopefully get this up and down with par. And then maybe get a birdie on hole number 18. Then I'd be only sitting at one over. That'd be great. Let's see. Yeah, the kids that were all here, the bicycle gang, they've all migrated over to the playground. They're too big for that playground, I have to say. But I think they're like middle school kids playing on elementary school stuff. So, yeah. This course is all right. Yeah, sorry, dead air. I'm going to try and get a par out of this. All right, so I just finished up my round, and I got a bogey on 17, but I parred hole 18, so that put me at 3 over, which I'm fine with. You know, I guess that's my personal best, so I can't really complain about it. I looked at the leaderboard for the last 30 days, and it put me at like 46th out of about 98, I think it was, so pretty middle of the pack. It's fine. I'm surprised how many people play this course, really. It's an elementary school kind of way up north. Maybe this is the only whole course that some of the Northlanders have easy access to. I'm not quite sure. So, yeah, set my own personal best. I'm sure I could beat that if I played this regularly. I've only played it 4 times, so I'm not going to beat myself up too bad about it. I really wish... it would be nice if the tee pads were concrete, because I don't know, I don't want to make excuses or whatever, but, not having good footing on the tee pad really kind of screws up your drive, and it did screw up a couple of mine, so, at any rate, could have done a little bit better, but I did my best, so whatever. So, I hope you're all doing well, keep banging those chains, get the new, bivalent booster shot. I'm hoping to get that sometime soon, probably by the next time I have this, maybe by the next time I do a podcast. I'm not quite sure when I'm going to do it. So anyway, I hope you're all doing well. Take care. This is Mr. Paul Jingles. I'm out.
Oh, thank you.